is a piece by Robin Holmes entitled The Iron Horse. The following February, it rained continuously for almost 2 weeks. The Agivi River burst its banks, and our two meadow fields were flooded with the dark brown peat-stained waters which had flown off the nearby Sperrin Mountains. I waited a few weeks for the waters to recede before attempting the spring ploughing. I took out the tractor and attempted to plough, but made little progress. I witnessed a new phenomenon, the black tires losing traction and spinning in the soft earth like a Catherine wheel. We then fitted all the metal spike lug wheels, but it made little difference. I waited a further week to allow the ground to dry out further. I then took out the old ploughing team of Moses and Samson and yoked them to the blue Ransom's plough. The weight was more widely distributed. We worked patiently, bypassing the wet areas when necessary, and eventually we got the job done. My hands were bruised and bleeding over the cold steel handles of the plough, a rein for each horse in either hand. As I walked along, all the old commands came back to me and echoed across the frost-clamped fields. Gee-up, gee-up, whoa! Myself and the two horses toiled intuitively as a timeless team, a practice which had remained unchanged since the times of Julius Caesar or Brian Boru. The horses chortled occasionally, the chains jangled, the coulter cut into the soft earth, and then the furrow was completely overturned by the mouldboard of the plough. All the sounds blended into a strange symphony, harmonious and sweet to the ploughman's ears. As I followed behind the plough, I reenacted again the timeless ploughman's walk, one foot in the furrow, one foot on the rough ground. Perhaps this was a metaphor for myself, one foot in the past, one foot in the future. No doubt the tractor would represent the future. Stronger and more efficient tractors with scientifically designed ploughs would not be deterred by our small, boggy fields. But for today, my breath and that of the horses was almost as one, hanging in the frosty March air as a will-o'-the-wisp. As we headed for home, the sun was setting. The sky was smeared with red, as if smudged with lipstick. Finally, the clack of horses' shoes over the cobbled yard announced the day was almost over. For them, a well-deserved meal of hay, boiled turnip and bruised corn. For myself, a satisfaction that far exceeded anything the paraffin vapours of the tractor could ever compete with.